Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Tuesday, June 15th, 2010. This is the Alex Jones Show. My name's Paul Joseph Watson, editor and writer for PrisonPlanet.com. I'll be sitting in for the first hour while Alex is away. And afterwards, we'll have another rebroadcast of the best interviews of the past week or so. As was yesterday, I want to get your calls lined up fairly quickly. We'll go to them at the bottom of the hour. So the studio number is 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244. And we're going to get into the latest on the oil spill and how it's being used, as we've documented previously, to push this nightmare green economy that we've seen decimate countries like Spain already, and how Obama is using it to move towards the nationalisation of the oil industry and government takeover of business. Now, we're also going to get into this, quote, new story on this $1 trillion worth of mineral deposits that are being discovered in Afghanistan, and debunk it for the pro-war PR stunt that it is. But first, I want to get into this video. Everybody's talking about it. This confrontation between this Democratic congressman, Bob Etheridge, and these two college kids, and you've probably already seen the video. It's on PrisonPlanet.com for those of you who haven't, but you can barely avoid it over the past 24 hours. And basically, it shows this Democratic congressman, Etheridge, walking down the street after a Pelosi speech. And he's confronted by these two college kids who merely ask him if he supports the Obama agenda. And now what's interesting after that is that Etheridge goes completely nuts, grabs the kid's arm, starts throwing punches at the camera, and then grabs him round the neck in a kind of mini half Nelson. While these kids are trying to say, what are you doing? What's going on? We're only asking a question. Now, in the 24 hours since this came out, we learned the fact that the government immediately got hold of it and started issuing talking points on how the corporate media should debunk this story. And just like the castrated little sheep that they are, you know, people like Chris Matthews, MSNBC, and those that work at the Washington Post and the rest of the establishment neo-lib blogosphere, immediately clicked their heels and started following these orders in trying to dismiss this video confrontation with the congressman as some kind of partisan stunt. And even going to the lens of not only absolving Etheridge of blame, but trying to tell us basically that down is up and that it was Etheridge, not the college kids who asked him a question and were assaulted, but it was Etheridge that was attacked and assaulted by the college kids who merely asked him a question. I mean, let's get one thing clear. To the corporate media who followed their orders dutifully, like the castrated sheep they are, you're not going to make this go away by trying to take the focus away from Etheridge's bizarre control freak behavior. This guy's supposed to be a public servant, so you're not going to be able to demonize people who ask questions of public servants by claiming it's all a Republican stunt and that it's contrived and invented, which is exactly what they're now trying to do through these White House talking points that have gone out to the media. I don't even care if these kids were Republican Party operatives. That's not the issue. The issue is that Etheridge, this establishment neo-lib, is acting like a nutcase on a power trip. And his behavior is emblematic of how our representatives see us as basically turds on a sidewalk that they can treat like crap, when in reality they're public servants. We'll play the video. We'll get into how the media is spinning this after the break. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. Stay tuned.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Paul Joseph Watson sitting in for Alex Jones on this Tuesday edition. Alex, we'll be back tomorrow. Now, we're talking about this confrontation between the college kids and this Congressman Bob Etheridge, which is causing debate across the political spectrum. And basically what we've learned in the 24 hours since this emerged as a news story from Andrew Breitbart's Big Government website is the fact that the White House, a Democratic Party official, put out these talking points where he was basically ordering the media to try and spin this confrontation in which Etheridge physically assaults these people who asked him if he was supporting the Obama agenda. They put out these talking points mandating the corporate media to spin this as a contrived partisan setup in an attempt to discredit it. Now, I'm afraid it's just not going to work because you're never going to take attention and focus away from what the story is, the heart of it, which is Etheridge's bizarre, insane reaction, his ego power trip to merely being asked a question. You're just not going to spin it by saying it's a Republican setup because, as you've seen and heard as listeners of the Alex Jones Show over the past several years, neocons have been confronted in exactly the same way remember David from. This is the guy that wrote Bush's Axis of Evil speech. This is the guy who was confronted by We Are Change members back in 2008 when they asked him about 9/11. And if you watch the clip, which is on the website, From behaved almost exactly the same way as Etheridge did in this new video clip. You know, he's swatting away the camera, he's assaulting the people asking the questions, he's pushing them away. So I don't care who's being confronted, whether it's a Democrat or Republican, and I don't care who's asking the questions. The key issue is the reaction of the individual being confronted. And you have to ask why the establishment's in such a blind panic over this story. And it's because they're petrified that a couple of college kids with a flip camera can change the course of a state election. I mean, you're not going to turn reality on its head by claiming that Etheridge was being attacked and assaulted by these kids, which is now what they're trying to do. Etheridge, in the 24 hours since this emerged as a news story, has been forced to issue an apology for his behavior in the incident. And yet Democrats and the libtard neo-lib establishment are still trying to spin it as a contrived partisan stunt when Etheridge has already apologized for it. Politico reported last night that this Democratic Party official was sending out a set of talking points, and it said, quote, "Push hard with blogs, the lack of credibility inherent to anything Breitbart does or posts, given its role in the debunked Acorn videos." And so this is a memo from the government going out to the corporate media and the neo-lib blogs telling them how to respond to this incident. And you'd think it would be an uphill struggle because, you know, Etheridge has already apologized. He's already accepted blame for it. And yet they're still trying to make out as if the kids asking him the question were the ones engaging in ambush journalism. And even one blog suggests that these kids asking the question were in fact attacking Etheridge and he was defending himself. I mean, you've seen the clip. He's got the kid by the neck. He's almost strangling him in a kind of half Nelson for a second. And it's just amazing how quickly the mainstream media followed orders. And we had this coordinated spin, which centered mainly, as you would expect, around Chris Matthews and other hosts on MSNBC. We've got the Chris Matthews clip linked up in the article today on prisonplanet.com. In which, again, he tries to undermine the people who asked the question by claiming that the congressman was ambushed. And he doesn't even mention the fact that he was physically grappling and assaulting with this young student who asked the question. And we're going to exemplify this now by playing an MSNBC clip in which they cite so-called Democrats as blasting the people allegedly behind this video. So they're trying to create this notion that the people to blame for this confrontation are the kids who are asking him the question. So listen to this spin from MSNBC. This is a 2-minute clip. There's a pause in the middle, but it's only for a few seconds. So we'll go to this MSNBC clip now.
And North Carolina Representative Bob Etheridge is apologizing for a video that is all over the internet. People are buzzing about it. The video shows him confronted by two cameramen as he leaves a fundraiser.
Do you fully support the Obama agenda?
Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Oh, whoa. Who are you?
I'm here for a project, sir.
Tell me who you are.
We're just here for a project, sir.
Who are you?
Please let go of my arm, sir.
Who are you?
Sir, please.
Congressman,
sir.
Let go, man. Who are you?
Okay.
So in a written statement just a short time ago, the congressman said, quote, "I deeply and profoundly regret my reaction, and I apologize to all involved throughout my many years of service to the people of North Carolina. I've always tried to treat people from all viewpoints with respect, no matter how intrusive and partisan our politics can become. This does not justify a poor response. I have and will always work to promote a civil public discourse." Meanwhile, though, there are some Democrats that are blasting the people allegedly behind this video. It first appeared on Andrew Breitbart's conservative blog, biggovernment.org. Breitbart, you might recall, was partly responsible for that notorious Acorn video featuring conservative James O'Keefe when he dressed as a pimp. After a separate video project, O'Keefe pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor for entering Senator Mary Landrieu's office.
So that's the clip. And if you listen to it carefully, the host tries to use the fact that the guy who got the infamous Acorn scoop pleaded guilty to a trespassing misdemeanor, which is, you know, has no relation to the actual Acorn story whatsoever. They try to use that as a conduit through which to imply that these college students who asked the question of the congressman were somehow engaging in a criminal act by asking this public servant a question. And then this host then, you know, parrots Chris Matthews' debunked smear of blaming the kid who supposedly engaged in an ambush, again undermining the people who asked the question while failing completely to explore why the congressman reacted in such an aggressive and bizarre manner. Now, it gets even worse than that. Not only are they trying to portray Etheridge as the victim of the incident after this government memo went out saying what talking points they should go from, there's a website, Politically Illustrated, again, this neo-lib establishment website, which ran with a headline, quote, "Bob Etheridge defends himself against student attack on sidewalk." So that's right. Now, you know, if someone punches your camera, grabs you by the neck, grabs you by the arm, and basically puts you into a half Nelson, then you better be concerned that they don't charge you with attacking them, because now these neo-lib websites are saying that Etheridge was defending himself from an attack when he's grabbing the guy round, almost round the throat and assaulting this individual. And the Washington Post even reported that Etheridge's assault of this student who was asking him the question was, quote, a hug. A hug. He's grabbing him round the neck. He's squeezing his arm. He's throwing punches at the camera. And the Washington Post reports it as a hug. You know, imagine if someone like Rand Paul, who was, of course, was completely savage because he expressed this nuanced philosophical position on the Rachel Maddow show. Imagine if Rand Paul had been walking down the street and somebody had asked him a question about his position on the Civil Rights Act. And then imagine if Rand Paul had, like, grabbed somebody round the neck and started throwing punches at the camera. Do you think the media, the corporate media, would then just try and explain it away as a hug and a contrived setup? Or would they politically lynch Rand Paul for weeks on end, as they did with the civil rights sphere? Of course they would. But this is an establishment Democrat. You know, he's an Obama minion, so they're going to protect him. And why are they so keen to protect him? Not only because, you know, he's one of their own, but because his North Carolina congressional seat was seen as a safe bet. Now it's under threat from whichever anti-incumbent candidate wants to challenge him. We've seen the wave of success that anti-incumbent candidates have had over the past few months, and this opens the door in North Carolina for another one to step in and take advantage of the fact that Etheridge has been completely publicly disgraced and shamed by his shameful behavior. But again, it's a sterling example of the fact that two college kids with a little flip camera can change the course of a state election. It's this kind of in-your-face political activism. The media smears it as ambush journalism, but, I mean, that's what they engage in on a routine basis, especially people like Chris Matthews and MSNBC, when they're attacking grassroots Americans as, you know, domestic extremists and violent radicals. They engage in ambush questions and journalism, but then they accuse the independent media of doing it. But, I mean, again, it exemplifies the fact that when people like Etheridge are confronted, you know, by the rabble, by the independent media, by the people they're supposed to represent, that they react in this way, which just shows how they view us, how they think of us, as basically dirt. And the fact that they're not public servants, they're overlords. So, The establishment is running scared in a blind panic because this just shows the power of alternative media and the internet to change the future course of the country in getting these anti-incumbent candidates in and kicking out the establishment. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after the break. We'll go to your calls soon. Stay tuned.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, Seashores of Old
Welcome
Mexico.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, broadcasting live on the GCN Radio Network, live video streaming at PrisonPlanet.tv. And if you're not a subscriber at PrisonPlanet.tv, then There's no better time to become a member because we're adding a ton of new material at the moment. As you probably know, we've just added Camp FEMA and Don't Tread on Me, two excellent films exclusively online at prisonplanet.tv. You won't find them on YouTube. This is exclusive material. And this is what funds the operation. You know, this is what pays for the mammoth bandwidth bills every month. And, you know, the cost of putting most of our material out for free, which is what Alex Jones does, which is what we do on a regular basis. And it's just $5.95 a month, or you can subscribe for a year and get 3 months free. So prisonplanet.tv, become a member of the community today. We've got, basically you get Alex Jones audio archives, you get the video archives every single day, served out directly to you. You get the live video stream, which is what we're doing right now. So not only can you hear the audio, but you can watch the video, whether it's from me via Skype or in studio with Alex Jones. And also we have InfoWarsShop.com. That's InfoWarsShop.com. And this is where you can get all the DVDs, the books, the t-shirts, the information that we really consider important and that we've vetted. And that is the best information out there for waking up other people. So that's InfoWarsShop.com. And of course, you know, this all goes towards growing our operation and increasing our outreach, in the information war that we're now starting to see come to fruition, especially with the growth of the independent media, which is exemplified no better by this, confrontation of the congressman, which we were discussing before the break. But now we're going to move on to Afghanistan. Now, we've got a situation where polls at the moment are showing the maximum opposition to the occupation of Afghanistan since the invasion. You know, the surge is failing. We've just had one of the bloodiest weeks in the conflict, which is now, you know, 9 years old. The UK is signalling that there could be a pullout of troops. After, you know, more British troops died in the past couple of weeks. So lo and behold, the New York Times comes to the rescue, you know, the helpful progenitor of myth about weapons of mass destruction and yellow cake from Niger. You know, the New York Times, this big liberal newspaper that routinely supports the war, whether it's George W. Bush or Barack Obama in office, with this big announcement that they found $1 trillion worth of gold, aluminium, copper, iron, and other minerals in the mountains of Afghanistan, thus providing the perfect justification and motivation for Obama to prolong the occupation. You know, Obama, the peace candidate, the anti-war candidate, the candidate of change, more troops deployed, more US troops deployed than at any time during George W. Bush's presidency. That's a peace candidate, Barack Obama, there. And if you just merely scratch the surface on researching this new announcement, they call it, of these vast mineral deposits in Afghanistan, you will know that it's basically, as Raw Story calls it in their article, which is posted on prisonplanet.com, a PR scam designed to hoodwink Americans and as well as Afghan civilians into thinking that they will ultimately somehow be the beneficiaries of all this, just like, you know, we were told that Americans would reap the bounty of the Iraqi oil. And, you know, this is nothing more than a contrived and regurgitated story. The Soviets knew as far back as 85 that Afghanistan contained these minerals 25 years ago. And in fact, a 2007 U.S. Geological Survey report said the same thing, that Afghanistan was rich with these minerals. People who were living in Kabul in the 70s, this is quoted in the Raw Story article, talked about how everybody knew about the fact that these deposits were in the mountains of Afghanistan. So we're talking about a story that's nearly 40 years old, and the New York Times reports it yesterday as if it's something new. And why are they reporting it? Because the New York Times, the establishment media, basically they're just reading off a Pentagon press release, are desperate for some pro-war grist amidst this plethora of failures, that they're willing to recycle a story that's four decades old. and we'll continue to dig into this, and we'll get to your calls after the break. This is the Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. It's Paul Joseph Watson here on this Tuesday, June the 15th. There's a very strange breaking story about how General David Petraeus has basically collapsed during the Senate Armed Services Committee hearing today while discussing the war in Afghanistan. So that's an interesting breaking story that we'll certainly be posting up on PrisonPlanet.com. We were talking about Afghanistan before the break and the discovery of these, the discovery, as if it didn't happen 4 decades ago, which it did, of these vast mineral deposits of gold, lithium, iron, copper, and others, and how this supposedly, now represents a justification for maintaining the occupation of the country. Of course, it's a complete scam. It's pro-war public relations stunt, because we knew that Afghanistan contained these minerals as much as 4 decades ago. So the fact that they're now bringing it out in the midst of all this failure surrounding the surge, the potential pullout of UK troops, polls showing massive opposition, greater than ever, to the Afghanistan war, pretty much tells you why they're doing it and why it came out of the New York Times. It's a PR stunt designed to try and rally Americans around supporting the idea that the troops under Obama, the anti-war candidate who now has more troops deployed than George W. Bush ever did, should keep them in Afghanistan for another decade and beyond. I want to talk about this. I want to talk about the BP oil spill, which is what people in the Prison Planet Forum certainly want to know about. They want to hear from people in the area. So we're going to go to calls now, and the first caller is Joe in Wisconsin. Joe, you're on the air.
Hi, Paul. I wanted to talk about checks and balances, and this North Carolina guy fits right in with that. Any government big enough to give you anything you want is big enough to take it away, and our 1776 government said we had inalienable rights based on something bigger than they were. And what if our government gave us our rights? Well, secular government isn't quite benign. It just needs something, a bigger force than it is, that gives you your rights so that they can't take it away. It's also why we here in America have a Second Amendment. It just needs something to hold it in check.
Well, that's right. And I mean, the attacks on the Second Amendment and the fact that rights are inalienable, you know, God-given, is apparent on a daily basis. And we have the growth of this statist mindset with a welfare state, especially in Europe, whereby government affords people their rights and they're not natural rights. And that's obviously, as you mentioned, purely so that government can then take away those rights at a late stage, which is why now with the growth of global governance, they're trying to make us acquiesce under this UN charter, which the UN affords us those rights, and the UN can take them away when every man is born free and rights are God-given, as is outlined not only in the Constitution, but what it originated from, which was the Magna Carta in England. So you're exactly right. And we'll go to the next caller, which is Marcus in Iowa. Marcus, you're on the air.
Hey, sorry, I'm a little nervous. Today at 10:37 a.m. Central Time in Pensacola, Florida, I was watching Obama give his speech in on the oil spill. He said that it was a exercise that went bad, more or less, a training exercise. Alex Jones also proved that 9/11 was. And so it's 7705. It's at 10:37 a.m. YouTube it, do whatever, find it.
So you're saying that Obama said that the accident was caused as a result of a training exercise, presumably based around how they would react to an oil spill, and you're saying that this was an exercise that, quote, went wrong. Is that what Obama's claiming now?
That's exactly what he said. If you want me to do it word for word, I have it paused and recorded.
Well,
I know
you are
on a tight schedule.
If you email that clip to me at watson@prisonplanet.com, email it to me, and we will play it after the next break. We'll definitely check it out.
I do not know if it's on YouTube. I have it saved to my DVR on my TV.
Okay, well, I'll do a quick Google search, and we'll definitely delve into it after the break, if that's accurate, which if it is, then is a massive story. We know Tony Hayward, the BP oil chief, sold his stock in BP immediately before the disaster. Goldman Sachs, which is now headed by Peter Sutherland, who was a former CEO of BP, dumped millions of dollars worth of stock before the accident. There were these unusual alterations to the hydraulic equipment that occurred right before the accident happened. So we had all these indicators of at least foreknowledge. And if now that they were running exercises based around the premise of an oil spill right before this happened, then that is a massive smoking gun because, of course, as we saw with 9/11 and 7/7, the London bombings, the simulation, an exercise surrounding real-world events gives them culpable deniability for if any evidence occurs which points to sabotage. So that would be a massive story, and we'll definitely check into that just after the next break. We're going to go to Mark in Florida. Mark, you are on the air.
Yeah, I was watching CNN this morning, and there were signs of businesses on the coast, and it was saying, Mr. President, waive the Jones Act and implement FEMA. Now, I'm obviously familiar with FEMA. I was just wondering if you knew, what are they talking about by waiving the Jones Act?
The Jones Act, I'm not sure. I haven't heard about that one. There's a story here out of the Miami Herald. Florida Republicans ask Obama to waive Jones Act, and that's being reported by the Associated Press. U.S. Senator George Lemieux and U.S. Representative Jeff Miller want President Barack Obama to waive a law they say is keeping foreign oil skimmers out of the Gulf of Mexico. The Florida Republicans sent a letter to Obama on Monday and plan to discuss the issue with him Tuesday during the president's visit to Pensacola. And the Jones Act, according to this article, bars foreign ships from carrying cargo and passengers between foreign ports. So basically it's another method of trying to keep people out of the area, I presume. Now, we know that they're keeping the media out of the area, and that's very suspicious, to say the least. So, yeah, it shows that they're very keen to keep foreigners out of the area and the U.S. media as well. We're going to go to Gary in Grand Isle in New Orleans. Gary, you're on the air. What's on your mind today?
Hi, thank you. I just wanted to kind of give everyone a live report of what's going on in Grand Isle. Last week I was here, and there was much more activity going on as far as the local people were concerned. But now I've come back a week later, and it's basically a deserted island where there's only camouflage-colored trucks. There's Homeland Security trucks, you know, like regular white pickups all over. Seems to be all global type corporations here. If you go on the beach, you're watched at all times, and you're not allowed to get close to the boom. And people will just come approach you. And there's just basically security up and down the beach, and there's four-wheelers. Just every few minutes, one will go by, and then you'll see some sort of strange-looking military truck go by. And it seems like a lot of activity, but not that much cleanup, because the only people cleaning up seems to be people from Jamaica and the Philippines, and they just kind of walk along with these little bitty bags, and they'll take a tiny shovel, scoop it up, and the president of Plaquemines Parish, Billy Nungester, said that the locals are actually going out and getting their own shop bags and just going out and cleaning it up themselves, where they're just using five-gallon buckets. And there's just one other thing I wanted to comment on. Lastly, I'd like for you to explain to me what I heard. I was listening to CNN, and the House of Commons actually stated that they needed to make sure that the cleanup remained global. And can you explain to me what that means?
I think basically what that means, I mean, as you just mentioned, you've got a federal takeover. In my mind, from everything I've seen, and this is backed up by locals who live in the affected areas, the cleanup crews, the local cleanup authorities, are not being allowed to do their jobs. And this is an exact replica of what happened after Hurricane Katrina, where the local authorities were trying to fix the problem, but the feds, FEMA especially, as you just mentioned, were actually sabotaging the attempt to, you know, clean up the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina and get things back online. And this is a thing that's common throughout eyewitness reports in the area, that the federal takeover is basically nothing more than a police or a law enforcement response on the federal level. It's not even an intent to fix the problem or to clean up the oil from the beaches. It's just about keeping people out of the area and preventing local authorities who could be doing their job in cleaning up what they can from having any successful or positive impact on the drastic situation that has affected the area. Obama said as soon as the accident occurred that he would be sending SWAT teams to the area. So just as under George W. Bush, we're seeing an exact same response as with the Hurricane Katrina event. And it seems like they want the crisis to get worse and worse. Because Obama, in an email he sent out yesterday, said that this is an attempt to get the green economy back on track, get the cap and trade, the carbon tax, back on track, which has been derailed recently. So from everything you said, and especially if now we're learning that this was aftermath of some kind of exercise, then very suspicious goings on. We're going to go to our next call now, which is Jane in Ontario. Jane, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Jane.
I just wanted to point out something that I noticed in the media coverage you played earlier about the Etheridge incident.
Yeah, go ahead.
The anchor referred to the students as cameramen rather than students, which suggests that they're mature professionals rather than the young students that they actually are. So it's just a minor point, but I...
That's what Chris Matthews said as well. They're basically trying to smear the people, these college kids who are asking the question as Republican plants. And this is an effort to take attention away from the insane, aggressive and bizarre and emblematic of thugs and people on an ego power trip, which is exactly what Etheridge was engaged in at the time. So, they're trying to undermine the people who asked the question and shift the blame and shift the focus of the story, which is what the White House, the government memo, told them to do. And they clicked their heels and immediately did it, especially MSNBC with Chris Matthews. Mike in Louisiana. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Paul, listen, I know you guys do a great job over there of investigative reporting, and I want to let you know what I found out talking to a fellow that was very deeply engaged in the oil field business for 30 years and was aware of and actually spoke to one of the CEOs of one of the neighboring leaseholders to the BP Deepwater Horizon area, and he relayed to me that and you guys, I guess, with your abilities, maybe you can check this out, but that the head of the Deepwater oil rig only had about 5 days' experience before this all happened. So, for such a valuable asset, it's interesting that BP would throw a rookie in charge and think that they would get some kind of some other outcome other than complete and utter human error, you know? And one other thing to nexus through this, which is interesting, is that, you know, the flood insurance program has not been refunded yet. It hasn't been the money hasn't been reallocated to get that going. So a lot of the loan closings in this area and around that have been needing flood insurance. Lenders or insurance agents have been writing it, but basically on the good faith that retroactively they'll be funded once Congress actually appropriates the money. So I find it kind of interesting that we've kind of got these things going on at the same time, and just Congress just quote unquote hasn't been able to get their act together and get it funded.
Yeah, well, on the first point, I mean, you're saying that they threw this rookie in just 5 days before the accident happened. We had the story last week where the Houston attorney Tony Busby said that the Deepwater Horizon managers knew that not only did the oil rig have problems before the explosion, but people were actually on board the ship as it was burning after the explosion happened, saying, quote, "Are you effing happy? Are you effing happy? The rig's on fire. I told you this was going to happen." So the people on board the rig knew that it had problems and that, you know, the safety procedures were out of whack. They were not being followed properly. And at every single stage of this BP story, it seems that in the initial stage, they wanted the explosion to happen. They financially positioned themselves beforehand for it to happen. And now with the absolute sinking of BP stocks, these people have protected themselves because they sold the stocks right before the accident happened. And then in the aftermath of the accident, the federal government is preventing local authorities from effectively cleaning up the spill and the beaches around the area that it affects. So at every stage of this story, both before, during and after, it seems they want to make it worse and that indeed they had foreknowledge that it would occur in the first place. And now Obama's come out with this email promoting this nightmare green economy, which was derailed, basically, before the accident, and he's now back on track. The cap and trade, the carbon tax, in the name of reducing our dependence on oil. We know the effect that this has had with Spain, who instituted these green economy measures 2 years ago. Now Spain has a 20% unemployment rate, because for every, quote, green job that's created, 2.2 jobs are lost. This is deindustrialization. This is the post-industrial revolution that the globalists want. And whether this was contrived or whether it was just an accident, the BP oil spill has fundamentally advanced the globalist agenda to create artificial scarcity, this idea that we have to completely eviscerate the oil industry and, you know, move to this green economy, and they're making the situation worse with their every action. And to me, I mean, the fact that BP put out the camera footage of the oil spill where you see it emerging from the well, and then they announced, oh, now it's in HD. Oh, great. So BP's putting out this footage, which makes everyone focus on how bad the problem is. They're only promoting how bad the problem is. So there's an agenda to hide this and make it appear bad, along with all the foreknowledge that they were involved in it happening. So we'll explore this further after the break with more callers.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
final segment of this first hour of the Alex Jones Show. Alex will be back tomorrow live, and we'll have rebroadcasts of interviews coming up in the following 3 hours. Now we're going to go to Joe in Ohio. Joe, you're on the air.
Hey, Paul, thanks for taking my call. It's nice to have you. You're pretty refreshing. Big Alex Jones fan, but thanks for picking up the slack. I have sort of a selfish question. I'm reading a lot of Chomsky lately, a lot of Noam Chomsky, and that led me to find David Barsamian. And when I found Barsamian, I found a great interview with he and Ralph Nader. And I was really struck because the interview, they were basically saying the same things that you and Alex say all the time. So my question for you is, where's the marriage between these respected, renowned, eloquent individuals and the truther community, specifically the InfoWars community?
Noam Chomsky, and I mean, I started off reading Chomsky when I first started, you know, getting aware of how the world works, you know, 10, 12 years ago. But everything that Chomsky's done, certainly in the past 5 or 6 years, has been completely to the detriment of the, you know, quote, truther community or patriot community. I mean, he was asked about 9/11 and asked whether he thought 9/11 was an inside job or merely that the official story was not as the government would have us believe. And Chomsky responded basically that he didn't care. And for me, that was a damning indictment of the fact that Chomsky is not only in 2010 not relevant, but many have claimed that he's merely, you know, a deep cover operative. I don't think that. I think he's just this left-wing ideologue that panders to his own audience. But everything that we've seen, I mean, back in, I think it was 2001, Alex interviewed Noam Chomsky, and suffice to say, I don't think they really saw eye to eye. So to my mind, Chomsky doesn't have any relevance with the movement that's taking place now. And indeed, I rarely even read or see anything of Chomsky in the modern era. So I don't even know what he's doing at the moment. But he certainly doesn't seem relevant to what's going on politically in 2010. Now we're going to go to Mark in Minnesota. Mark, you're on the air.
Hi, Paul. It seems...
hey, Mark.
Seems these days that a lot of people are acting like thugs, or elected officials, or people within the federal government, and even the BP executives, so corporate and everything. It seems like the only ones that aren't acting like thugs at this time are the real patriots of this country. But what I wanted to ask you about, Paul, was you had a great article on the false flag, the oil spill leaning towards a false flag, but I read somewhere, and I can't remember where I read it, that the owner of the oil rig was said to collect, or was going to collect, $200-some million, twice what the oil rig was worth. I was just wondering if, in your research, if you had ran across any of that or confirmed anything about that.
Yeah, I think I came across that a few days ago. It wasn't in the original article I wrote, but yeah, I'll definitely dig into it. What's confirmed is the fact that Goldman Sachs sold their stock in BP before this happened, that Tony Hayward, the CEO of BP, sold his stock before that. So there were numerous financial agendas and motivations at work. And what I find interesting is this idea that the oil in that region is naturally replenishing, that it's abiotic. So if that's true, these so-called relief wells that they're now putting in are going to have no effect whatsoever. And as many experts are predicting, this could drag on for years. So we've got to watch that. This is the Alex Jones Show. We've come to the end of the hour. Alex will be back tomorrow. Stay tuned for rebroadcasts, prisonplanet.com.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.